is with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward and knelt down before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did all the disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel of his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, Jesus said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand. The little girl arose, and news of this spread throughout all over the land. The good news, the gospel of the risen Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We can almost imagine today in places in Texas that so many families would be hoping that this little girl, the many little girls that were killed in the flooding, would come back to life, that this Jesus would walk among them and touch and they would rise. I think about the morning of Frank's death, that clearly our hope would have been that we would have touched him and he would have come back to life. And we probably have family members that come to your heart and mind that were present, you were present to, or were intimate party of life. And the story that we are given is this amazing intimate story, both the first reading and the gospel, about a God who is intimate with us, who does not see us out there, but with this God that is inclusive, that is welcoming, that understands our struggle, the pain of this real life story, the interruptions that this story is all about. So as we remember Frank and as we remember any of your loved ones today, we are reminded that this God, who in the first reading promises us that God would be with us, the rock that reminds him that God spoke to the prophet. At our chapel, we have one of John August Swanson's images, and it's this image of this Jacob dream of a link between the falling asleep on this place, this earth, and the heaven. And we trust that as Frank lives and as this little girl lives, that all those little girls and others and the adults that all died in this just a moment of time, that they are all there, gathered in the embrace of God, in a promise of God that is forever. And that each time we come and gather, each time we close our eyes, each time we say the litany of saints, each time we pause consciously, that all of the saints are with us. All of the saints. A husband, a brother, a father. Luckily, Frank saw his two kids married. He did not get to see his two grandsons. Today we celebrate the presence of a God who promised that to each of us. So we take a moment to just be still in that presence, knowing all of our ancestors are with us.